بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. امام ابو حنیف رحمت اللہ کو لوگوں نے بہت تنگ کیا. The people had discourse lot of distress to امام ابو حنیف رحمت اللہ, and this is standard procedure and the attitude of people to the ulama who proclaim the haq, proclaim the truth. That in every age, this dunya, it is the arena for the conflict between haq and batil, truth and falsehood, iman and kufr. This is the, it is the abode, the arena, the place where the battle will continue until the day of Qiyamah. So in every age, the ulama haq, who are the waratha of the anbiya, who are the heirs of the anbiya, they suffered and were persecuted at the, not only by the public, by the rulers. So the people had discourse, what of this distress to Imam Abu Hanif Rahmatullahi. Ek martaba unke makan par ek shakhs aaya aur aap se kaha ke main aap ki walida se nikah karna chahta hoon. Once one person came to Imam Abu Hanif's house, knocked at the door, opened the door and said, I want to get married to your mother. Very rude, the rude man. Imam Sahib Rahman ne farmaya ke dekho bhai, meri walida aqila baligha hai, un par kisi ko vilayat ijbar hasil nahi, main unse maloom kar aaun, agar wo ijazat de dengi to kar dunga warna nahi. Imam, he did not display any anger. It does not mean that he did not become angry for this disrespectful manner in which this man quoted himself. But it is the method, tariqa of all the great people, that for, on personal issues, they don't vent their anger. They restrain the anger, and the anger only they display for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, because it is a command of Allah Ta'ala, the Surah Al-Fil, Al-Hubbu Fillah wal-Bughdh Fillah, that love is for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and bughdh, animosity, hatred, anger is also for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. When the laws of Allah Ta'ala are flouted, then to display anger, that is valid, but not for personal issues. One has to restrain the anger, control the anger. So Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah said, look, my mother, she is an adult. She is an adult and she is an intelligent woman. No one has any wilayat or jurisdiction over her. I will go and I will put your request to her, your proposal. And if she accepts, then I will perform the nikah. And if she refuses, then that's the end of the matter. Uske baad aap andar tashreef le gaye, phir jo bahir tashreef laaye, to wo shakhs maqtool mila. Imam Abu Hanifa, he went inside. He went inside to ask his mother. The case of these great people, their perception of Allah Ta'ala and the attributes of Allah Ta'ala was alive, was vivid in them. He understood Imam Abu Hanifa knew this, you know, it's a futile to display anger here also. Whatever is in the taqdeer of my mother, that is going to happen. No one will be able to prevent it. No one can thwart the taqdeer, the qadr of Allah Ta'ala. Just like risk, it is set out and fixed, so marriage also is set out. If in Allah Ta'ala's qadr, in Allah Ta'ala, if He has ordained that my mother will marry this person, then my mother will agree, will accept the proposal. And if Allah Ta'ala has not ordained my mother's marriage to this person, my mother will refuse. So that's the end of the matter. There's no need for me for her to get involved in the dispute. So he went inside, asked his mother, and when he came outside, after a few minutes, he found the man was dead. His neck was cut off. معلوم ہوا کہ خیب سے ایک تلوار نمودار ہوئی, اس نے اس کو قتل کر دیا. what had happened, and a sword had appeared from nowhere, from the heap, and the sword had cut off this person's neck. Uspar Imam Sahib Rahmaya Qatalahu Sabri. Then Imam Sahib Rahmaya with grief he expressed, he said, Qatalahu Sabri. My sabr has killed this person. In other words, I should not have adopted patience here, Imam Muhammad. You know, he's telling himself, I have erred here. When this person was disrespectful, I should have taken immediate vengeance. And I should have also insulted him or said something to him, and then this calamity would not have befallen him, because I've gained my retribution. The man was drunk. He was walking, going somewhere with a group of murid. Along the way, a group of women passed him. And one of the women, she started to insult this sheikh, calling all type of names, fraud, fake, what not. So the thing, she insulted him. He didn't affect him. They continued. Just a few meters he went, and then immediately instructed, he turned around and instructed him, go and give her one slap. Now this murid was in a quandary. He didn't know what. Does the Hazrat really mean I must go and slap this woman because it's unusual, it's not, that's not his tariqah, it's not his method. While he was still dithering and wondering what must he do, this murid, that woman fell down dead. So the Prophet now told him, you see, you did not obey me. You know, when I instructed you, you didn't go. When as I went on, I maintained silence, and I saw the azab of Allah Ta'ala descending on that woman. And I knew that if I take quickly vengeance, if I extract revenge, then that punishment will be altered. But you delayed in it, so the punishment over to come. This, in the Hadith of Qudsi, the Hadith of Qudsi is such a hadith in which Allah Ta'ala Himself He speaks. It does not form part of the Quran Sharif, but Allah Ta'ala's words. He said, Man aada li waliyan, faqad aazantuhu bil harb. Whoever becomes an enemy of my wali, whoever distresses my wali, faqad aazantuhu bil harb. I issue an ultimatum of war for him. So one has to be careful. Allah Masha'ara'ani, alhamdulillah, said, you must be careful that thing, but you speak of the awliya of Allah Ta'ala, these great people. Why? Because the flesh of the wali is very poisonous. It's a fatal poison. The flesh of the wali, the meat of the wali, is a poison, very poisonous. It's a fatal poison. You could eat, consume his meat and you will immediately, you will perish. This dunya and in the akhir, what does it mean eating his meat? And Ta'ala said, about ghibat, speaking ill, the thing about any person, that if you speak ill, you know, ghibat of someone, it's like you are eating the dead meat of that person. You're eating his corpse, you eat and that thing. So Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, you will dislike that. So if, but he says, make ghibat of anyone, it's evil. But to make the ghibat, the stress now, a wali of Allah Ta'ala, that is a fatal poison. One must be careful. You hear something about a wali, one who's an accepted wali, is accepted by who? Not necessarily by the message, by the ulama, the true ulama. They understand who is a wali of Allah Ta'ala. When they accept this person as a wali, then if you hear or see him doing something which is wrong, be careful of wagging your tongue against him. Understand one thing, that besides a Nabi, everyone commits a sin, even a wali also. He also had time before he commits a sin. He commits an error, sin. Only the Anbiya are masoom or sinless. So if a wali commits a sin, after that sin, his rank, He stated why Allah Ta'ala rises. Because of the degree and the quality of his tawbah and his regret. Allah Ta'ala grants him higher status like Nabi Adam alayhi salam. After Nabi Adam alayhi salam had committed the error in Jannah of eating from the forbidden fruit, and after he was demoted and brought down to this dunya from Jannah, his rank here in this dunya was higher than what his rank was before because of his tawbah. He had 40 years, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, 40 years in sajda and crying so much that a stream flowed and birds would come and drink water, drink the tears of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.